Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Jeff Wilson, CEO, President, and Chairman of Imperial Petroleum. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is IPMN. And Imperial Petroleum is a diversified energy and mineral mining company, which engages in the production and exploration of crude oil and natural gas. Thanks for joining us today, Jeff.
Thank you, Juan. It's good to be here.
Great. And let's start out by talking about the recent announcement of the agreement for equity and debt infusion.
Yeah, we recently announced an agreement to infuse about a total of $5 million into Imperial. This was subsequent to an earlier announcement to settle all of our debt, which we'll talk about, I suppose, in a minute. But primarily what that does for us is it gives us development capital for the properties that we currently have, primarily in South Louisiana and Texas. And then in addition to that, it gives us some acquisition funding and really a new financial partner to help take us forward and help the company grow. Our historical growth pattern and the growth patterns that I've been involved in with other companies that I've built from scratch primarily take an acquisition approach with exploitation and development. So that's the pattern that we're trying to get back on at this stage.
Great. So, yeah, talk about the debt and also, you know, debt infusion and also the recently filed 10-Q and 8-K.
Yeah. Well, after, let me give you a bit of a quick history lesson on Imperial. After Hurricane Katrina, we had bought a fairly significant property in South Louisiana, and it was devastated by Katrina. Unfortunately, nobody had any insurance on things like that, and so we rebuilt the place at quite an extensive cost, and it put us in a problem with our lender at the time. And so we sold some properties, paid down our debt, and then effectively tried to restart the field and didn't really have enough workover money to do what we needed to do. So we had been operating under a forbearance agreement with the lender for a little over a year and finally made a deal with them to sell enough properties to settle our debt with our senior and subordinated lender and eliminate that debt. And that's what we announced roughly May 6th in the 8-K filing then. We eliminated $14.6 million roughly in senior and subordinated debt, which left the company effectively debt-free except for my investment debt in the company, which roughly is about $700,000. Then on June 9th, in an 8-K filing, we announced the equity infusion, which we just briefly spoke about. And so as a result, which is scheduled to close at the end of this month, and then obviously our 10-Q is due the middle of June, and we filed that. And as a result of the various changes in the company's debt situation and structure, we ended up with a gain for the quarter of about $12.3 million, or we reflected about 73 cents a share in earnings for the quarter, which was the result of that gain on the sale of assets and the reduction of the debt. We retained about 52% based on last year's year-end reserve analysis from DeGaulier and McNaughton. We retained about 52% of our net reserves as a result of the sale. And if you look at that on a present value basis, based on the numbers at that point in time, it would equate to about 65 cents a share in PV-10 value for our reserves. We have about 16.9, almost 17 million shares issued and outstanding right now. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we've restructured the company in a way that eliminated our senior debt. We've gone out and found a new partner to help take us forward without layering on a lot of debt. The debt the note structure that we did negotiate is a convertible debt feature at 40 cents a share. So, you know, we think we've put together a pretty favorable program here to take us into the next level. So,
certainly. And talk about some of the market trends right now, and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, I think as a result of essentially being debt free and being in a position where you know, we have $5 million at our disposal, we're going to use about $1.5 million net of that to increase our cash flow out of our Louisiana properties and our Texas properties. The balance of that money, about $3.5 million, is going to be available for new acquisitions, and we're out in the marketplace right now looking at new deals. And quite frankly, you know, when prices turned upside down a year ago, you know, there were a lot of folks who had gone out during that period of time in the euphoria of oil and gas and spent money developing fields and buying properties that they're now upside down on. And so there are a lot of good acquisition opportunities available in the marketplace right now, and we're actively out looking and have a couple of things we're working on. So, you know, we're pretty excited about the prospects for Imperial going forward, particularly with our new financial partner. So I think things are going to be pretty exciting around here for a while.
Great. And what makes the company unique from other players in your sector?
Well, I guess whenever you're dealing in the small cap sector, such as where we're at, I think you have to go back and look primarily at, you know, it's at the management and you know, in the development of companies early in the game, everybody experiences some setbacks. I know I was instrumental in the development of Vintage Petroleum, which eventually sold to Occidental through the New York Stock Exchange at $3 billion a couple of years back. And I know when we were developing Vintage, you know, we had to deal with price fluctuations and all the same things that we've dealt with here. The difference with Imperial is that versus Vintage is we didn't have a Katrina come in and wipe out one of our major properties that we had to rebuild. But there are always ups and downs in the early days, and I think the main thing you have to look at is what is the capability of the management to, A, be flexible and really be able to execute the business plan. And this is something that, as I said, I've done a couple of times now with in being involved in the Vintage Petroleum, first 8 or 9 years of that. When I left, I was executive vice president. We'd gone public on the New York Stock Exchange, and we did most of that growth as a private company. And then a company behind that, Latex Resources, which we took public right away and sold it through a merger. So I have quite a bit of experience in dealing with the early growth stages of both private and public companies and how you grow a company through acquisitions and development and exploitation. And I am an engineer by degree, so, you know, I have the background for it.
And any other notable members of the management team that you want to talk about as far as, you know, background and experience?
Well, we have really the way we've structured Imperial so far is we pretty much do everything with contract people that I've known for years. Greg Thagard is a director, and he helps out of our Midland office. He is a landman with over 25 years of experience. Malcolm Henley is a director, works with us on a contract basis. He has 30 years plus experience in pipeline and land and legal issues. So, you know, we've put together a pretty good core team. The thing that we've tried to do with Imperial during the early stages after our setback with Katrina is we tried to basically limit our overhead as best we could so that we could control our costs as we brought the properties back online and really got our debt situation settled. So now going forward, we'll take a more normal approach where, you know, we'll have as we buy acquisitions, we'll add staff and develop the company properly. So
And what specific goals or objectives has the management team set for Imperial over the next year?
Well, basically, we think that what we will have potential access to is up to $20 to $25 million through our new financial partner. Can't tell you exactly how that's going to show up, come to the company. I know, you know, we've announced the first tranche, and the intention is to continue down the road as we acquire properties. And effectively, that's going to put us in a position to acquire some quite a bit of property and develop the company. It's our goal, really, to quadruple the size of the company in the next 18 months. So.
And in terms of growth, will you look to grow organically or look for M&A activities, or will it be a combination of both?
It'll be a combination, but our initial focus with the initial equity infusion will be on the properties that we have. We have quite a bit of workover potential in South Louisiana in particular, and these are typically higher rate producers than a lot of the areas. But as I said, we're also looking at a number of acquisitions where we would buy the properties, take control of them, and develop things that that haven't been developed on those properties in the past. So our typical growth strategy has usually been through acquisitions and then the exploitation of those acquisitions after we get them in-house. And you know, that's the way I'm most comfortable growing. This particular round, you know, we're looking at a couple of drilling prospects that are very low risk and afford us the opportunity to develop a pretty sizable reserve base if we get them closed. So, you know, we're pretty excited about the prospects and where we go, and I think we're on the right path. So.
Certainly. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors understand the general direction of the company?
Well, we've been in a period of turmoil for quite a while, and you know, we purposely were very quiet about what was going on, simply from the standpoint that, you know, there were a lot of negotiations and decisions that had to be made, and now that that's all behind us, you know, we've released the news about the debt settlement, we've released the news about the equity infusion, and I think as investors start to understand and learn our story, we've been off the radar screen for so long now that it's going to take a little while for our news to get out and for people to really understand who we are and where we're coming from. But you know, this company's stock has traded as high as a dollar in the last couple of 3 years. So you know, we sit at 10 cents today, and I think we were down to about a half a penny not too long ago during the the bottom cycle. So, you know, we've got a ways to go. But I think as our story gets out, investors are going to start getting excited about where we're going and what we're doing.
Sure. And once again, joining us today is Jeff Wilson, CEO, President, and Chair of Imperial Petroleum. The company trades on the OTC Bulletin Board. Ticker symbol is IPMN. And is currently trading at 10 cents a share. And before we conclude, Jeff, what are some of the key reasons why Imperial Petroleum represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think the two key reasons are that we're now in a position to take advantage of the current marketplace for both oil and natural gas. And we happen to be about 73% gas on the reserves that we have left, so we're tilted towards the lower-priced commodity at the present time. So I think most of us are expecting some upward movement in natural gas prices as the direction of the economy is more determined. But I think the other reason is, like I said earlier, you know, folks need to focus on who the management is and what they've done in their past, and are they committed? And you know, we've been able to survive through some pretty difficult times for this company, and you know, we've got a fresh start now. And I think that as investors start to understand that story, they'll start to understand that you know, this one may take us a little longer to get to where we want to be, but we'll get there. And you know, I've done it before, and this one's not going to be different. So.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing the company's growth and progress.
Well,
and I'd like to thank you. Yeah, anytime, and thanks for taking the time to update our investors today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope you have a good day.
Anytime. Where can investors go for more information?
We're working on revising our website right now, so I really can't give you a website. The best I can do is tell you to take a look at our SEC filings and our news announcements under our stock symbol IPMN. And we hope to have our website back up and running here in the next week or so. And as soon as we do, we'll make that available to the stock services so they can link up to it.
Great. And the interview will be available starting tomorrow on WallStreetReporter.com, featured on the front page. Thanks for the update there, Jeff.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.